WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Next year's tuition rates at Blinn College will go up for students from Brazos County, but will go down for most others in-state students. Blinn's Board of Trustees deleted a lower tuition rate paid by students from Brazos and other counties inside Blinn's service area. Starting next year, they'll be charged the same as the rest of the state. Next year's price is $107 a credit hour. For Brazos County students, that's an increase of $5. For everyone else, that's a decrease of $10. Trustee Ann Horton says students will appreciate the new rate schedule.
You know, I heard something today of a report of kids who are struggling just to have enough to pay their tuition and everything else and feed themselves. And so whenever we try to be as equitable as we can, I think that that speaks loudly to the students that we're here to serve.
Blinn students from Washington County, where a small property tax is assessed, will be charged $50 a credit hour, which is an increase of $2. A month from now, the Bryan School Board is scheduled to finalize new boundaries starting in the fall of 2017. The board was given an update at Monday night's meeting.
Bryan ISD spokesman Brandon Webb says one of several topics raised during two public forums was the location of dual language programs in the new intermediate and middle schools.
The decision has been made to have dual language at the fifth, sixth grade level at Long, and then that dual language program feeds to Davila. So for dual language, whether you're Henderson or Johnson, if you continue on in dual language, you will go to Jane Long for intermediate school, grades 5 and 6. Then you'll go to Davila for the 7th to 8th piece of it.
Administrators told the board last month the pre-Odyssey academic program would be at Sam Rayburn, Odyssey would be at Stephen F. Austin, pre-Inquire would be at Jane Long, and Inquire would be at Davila. Two groups of elementary students who are going to be transferred are staying put. Students east of the freeway to FM 2776 are staying at Bonham, and a neighborhood that was going to Bonham is moving back to Mitchell. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan woman who used to work at the College Station Walmart told loss prevention employees she forged checks for more than $4,000 while working in the personnel department. 35-year-old Roxanne James was arrested on 3 counts of forgery following an investigation by College Station police that started last month. She told detectives they were forgeries of final checks given to fired employees. Local plans for an economic development trip to Belgium in June continue after terrorists attacked Brussels a month ago, along with Belgium's monarchy coming here in December. Belgium's Trade Commissioner Yves Debus says there is no way terrorism will affect those trips.
The relationship we've entertained with Texas A&M and RVP goes back about 10 years now. This relationship has really been built on various layers of trust and deep understanding on both sides. There is no way that external events are going to be either threatened or stopped in any way by this kind of events.
DeBoost says there are at least 2 more Belgian companies interested in expanding to the Twin Cities. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 68 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news coming up at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2016-2017 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July 6th.
Just point, click, permit, tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2016-2017 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why you should choose Caldwell Country.
I feel good about Caldwell Country because people come up to me all the time and tell me what great deals they got when they came out here. To me, over the years, people have always meant a lot to me, and I've known the principals out here for a long time, and I feel good about them as people, and that's why I was willing to become associated with Caldwell Country. I think you ought to come to Caldwell Country because we make the best deals here.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
710, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch until 7 p.m. tonight. We're watching a line of showers and thunderstorms in the northern and north-central part of the state. Could impact us later today. Showers and thunderstorms, a definite possibility today, 75 to 80. Few showers around tonight, 65 to 70. Partly sunny tomorrow, the risk for some showers and thunderstorms, 75 to 80. Finally dry on Friday, sunny with highs around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in a bit with the Aggies burying the Bobcats. Johnny Football is going to be in court, or at least his representatives, tomorrow. Battle for the boot in baseball. And a little moving and changing going on with the Houston Texans football team. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 7:50.
Speaking of moving and changing, and now, you mean the dinosaurs didn't get extincted by this giant, massive meteorite the size of Mount Everest and all that stuff? You didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't know that.
The most dramatic mass extinction in the history of the Earth, about 66 million years ago, this giant meteorite smashing into the Gulf of Mexico? I don't think I knew that. Sending toxic gases into the atmosphere, causing extreme climate change. Yes, even back then, that wiped out most dinosaurs. Except that's not the whole story.
Oh.
Yes, but wait, there's more. Yeah. Almost like a TV, you know, ad thing. Mass extinction is complicated. Just like modern love. Hey, new stuff.
Wow.
A new study from a group of UK researchers reveals that most dinosaur groups were already in decline long before this thing happened. They said that there are actually, you know, more of them that were dying than being born even then.
Hmm.
So after exhaustive statistical analysis of the dinosaur fossil frequency over time, the researchers published their findings. Oh, and something called the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, which, again, is probably not a fun read.
No.
I don't think they have an illustrated version, you know what I'm saying?
Probably not. No pictures there.
Siri won't read that one to you. And what they found was that dinosaur populations were actually declining 24 million years before this whole thing happened. I mean, it happened. That thing did splash into the Gulf, but they were not doing well before that. So, just so you know, that's not the entire story.
Speaking of old things, a few months ago I read about oil, how we're not going to have more oil in the future even if we wait a few million years.
Okay, why?
I didn't realize this, and I'm not a paleontologist, don't even want to get paid like one because they don't get paid much. There was nothing to eat the lignin in the wood when the forest fell.
Okay.
There was nothing to decompose them, which is why we have these huge layers of untouched carbon
stuff.
Yeah. And so then years of pressure and heat caused it to form crude and coal and all those various byproducts. But it's not going to happen again because we're not going to have forests fall over and not be decomposed.
Yeah, no, that's true because we're having fewer forests.
It was neat. I didn't realize there wasn't a bacteria or organism to decompose lignin. Huh.
So in other words, like, the Earth has carbon buildup. Is that right?
We're just helping relieve it.
That's right. Yeah.
It's like gas X. We're the Beano.
I was going to say, we're going to, the animal world.
We
could pour gas X or whatever decarbonizing unit you want on there, and that'll be fine. Okay. All right. Well, wash your taste buds out with this. Oh. From the people who brought you Whole Paycheck Foods, we're going to have PEA, based milk.
Oh, yeah.
Healthier than almond milk and actually tastes almost like milk.
Tastes better, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't either. It's called Ripple.
Wow.
What? Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, I like that.
That sounds like something from Sanford and Son.
It's creamy, it's sweet, and don't worry, it tastes nothing like peas. It's also healthier than some alternatives. While almond milk, which Mother Jones once described as a jug of filtered water clouded by a handful of ground almonds, has only a gram of protein, the new pea-based milk has 8 grams, the same amount as milk from cows. Ripple's milk also has more potassium and vitamin D compared to dairy milk. and has a third the saturated fat and 50% more calcium than cow's milk.
I don't like peas, just the idea.
Well, making milk from peas has a substantially smaller carbon and water footprint, too, Kevin, so you should feel better about that.
Well, that makes sense. Almonds suck up the water.
Well, and when you consider that the Central Valley of California is already drought-stricken, the last thing we need to be doing is pouring tons of water into those almond trees just so that we can have almond milk. Peas are grown in the upper Midwest, and they need so much less water.
Yeah.
As a matter of
fact, they're primarily water.
To make you feel better, Ripple has calculated that its milk takes 96% less water than almond milk. Nanny, nanny, boo-boo. So there.
I'll try it.
Oh. Now, you know, here's the one thing that it doesn't mention.
What?
What's the price?
$11.1. Okay. They have four different versions. Original,
extra
unsweetened.
Crispy.
No, there's an unsweetened, vanilla, and chocolate.
Okay. All right. So anyway, what's the price? And I can't find. I googled what's the price of pea milk. And
I don't know. You'd have to go to France and stand in the media
if you have to ask.
And you know what? Yeah, that's right. I don't know that I ever thought I would type those words in that order either.
Your advertisements are going to be interesting for the next few days.
Yeah. You're right. That's true. The pop-ups that we're going to get here, no telling. Are you ready to go vegan?
Would you do it?
What?
Assuming it's close to what milk is, regular milk.
Well, it's like anything else. What's it going to cost?
Right, but if it's close to that price, would then say a quarter?
Yeah, sure. Well, of course, and I think when you take into account that it may have more calcium.
That's why I'm asking. Would you do it?
I don't know. I'll try it once. I don't know. Could always put quick in it if I don't like it.
True. Very true.
But now the other thing they don't mention, and I guess, and I'm no food scientist, don't play one on the radio, can you make ice cream out of that?
I wonder. Probably not. There's a fat component that's got to be there.
That's probably right.
But would it be good on cereal?
Sure, I would.
Or dunking your Oreos into.
Now, see, that's key.
And if it tastes better, now, does it go sour?
Oh, good question.
I mean, because again, if you're talking no fat component in there.
Well, I know almond milk lasts 13 times as long as regular milk.
Wow. Huh.
We used to buy that for my father because it would last longer.
All right, so there we go. We've just spent 5 minutes on new milk. But again, it's okay. That's kind of an interesting thing. I just hate to think it's going to whole paycheck first.
Well, duh.
Yeah, those people will do that. All right, I got to look up more on this. Parents in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, upset that elementary school children as young as 6 were arrested for not breaking up a fight.
Whoa.
So the parents let the kids beat each other up?
No.
Oh.
No, the parents are upset that the kids were arrested for not breaking up a fight. And it says here the kids were as young as 6. So, yeah. All right, 7:19. Donald Trump has a long to-do list. I think he has to fly to Indianapolis today. How he flies there? That may be the story.
Uh-oh.
Donald Trump has been crisscrossing the country, making dozens of campaign stops, often in one of his smaller jets.
The Trump liner.
No, a smaller one. A Cessna.
Up.
One hitch. The plane's registration is expired.
Uh-oh.
So they put stickers on them?
Yeah, he needs to go like to quicker airplane sticker and get that done. Records that are kept by the FAA show that the aircraft's registration lapsed in January 31st. Spokeswoman for the FAA confirmed that the plane's registration was not in good standing and said that the owner had not renewed it.
Huh.
With a few exceptions, aircraft must be registered in order to fly, and Trump's plane could be grounded for several days or even months while the issue is sorted out. In the event of an accident, the company that insures the plane could use the expired registration as a reason to deny any claims.
Oh, goodness.
So, just saying.
Oh, I wonder if it's too expensive for him.
I don't know. Well, I was kind of thinking probably he could self-insure if he needed to. But
my guess is he has people for that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is somebody's going to lose their job over this.
But I happen to know how much a registration costs.
Oh, okay.
It's good for 3 years. It's $5.
What?
Yep.
Even for a jet, doesn't matter. Like, it's not like the same thing with vehicles where it could be
$5 to register your aircraft.
Okay.
Print out the form online.
Okay, really.
Start a GoFundMe page for Donald.
Yeah. Do you have to name it? All right, here we go. It might seem completely reasonable that you'd want to take a selfie while at a voting booth. Just know that if you do, the next picture of you might be in the courtroom.
Uh-huh.
For voters in some states, selfies and pictures that are taken from inside the voting booth are illegal. Many laws also prohibit pictures of completed ballots. I don't know. Is Texas one of those? Do you know where we stand?
I know they don't allow any cell phone pictures or videos. There's none of that allowed in the voting area.
Wow. Okay. All right. Here you go. This may be of some help to you. Don't know if you go to Amazon.com and have a look over some item and you say, oh, this one I want to buy because it's got 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can check for fake reviews. There's a website that's called Fake Spot. FakeSpot.com. Be the common spelling in those two words. You simply copy and paste the product's web address, and Fake Spot will analyze the review and then give you a thumbs up or thumbs down on the review.
Oh, wow.
Because I don't think there isn't any doubt, right, that there's some people who will hire folks or pay folks to write good reviews about their product.
Well, considering people buy based off of those numbers a mm-hmm. lot of times.
Right, that's what I mean. You go and you look for the 5 stars,
yeah.
So you would want to do that. So just let you know. Mm. All right, it's 722. A U.K. supermarket at a loss to explain how a live critter could have been delivered in one of their customers' online orders. The supermarket delivered Harriet Stapley's bread and milk and other groceries, but when she was unpacking them, she found she'd received something a little extra that she hadn't ordered.
Snake?
No.
Spider?
Would have been a live black crab. Chilling on top of a pack of yogurt containers. Hanging out. A live crab made it in there. See, my first thought is, okay, maybe that's a store employee. Harriet may be tough to deal with. She may be a little...
curmudgeonly?
Crabby?
Oh, man!
Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there's only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and in the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you're looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Starfire, 979-279-2788.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, Aggie owner and operator of Brazos Moving and Storage. It's time to get the clutter out of your home. Brazos Moving and Storage has you covered. Your one-stop shop for moving, self-storage, and truck rental needs. We have RV, boat, and climate control storage. Rent now with $0 move-in, no deposit, and 1 month free. Our brand new storage location is on Highway 6 in front of the Texas World Speedway. Stop by for a free quote. Call 979-776-1800 or go online to BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper, guaranteed.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Well, got some rain on the way. In fact, it is pretty well in the neighborhood. Leading edge of it is now just kind of coming into Bryan College Station. It's already up in Robertson County. And actually, this stuff goes all the way over to Fredericksburg. And then there's some more that's up around Waco. So it's marching in this way, and So it looks like we're going to get those showers. Anyway, high today will be about 80 degrees. It says they'll be out of here by about 2 o'clock this afternoon. We'll see. Anyway, tonight, 30% chance of showers, 67 will be our low. 50-50 chance of showers on Thursday with a high of 77 and a 30% chance of rain on Thursday night. Then the good news, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it'll be sunny and a high temperature around 80. Right now, calm winds, 96% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we've got 69 degrees out there.
Did you hear that? Yep, it's official. Ladies and gents, garage season is upon us. Formerly known as springtime, garage season is the special time of year where garages nationwide reach astounding levels of dreaminess. Why slash how, you ask? The Honda Dream Garage Sales Event. An event with everything you need to celebrate the season, including the latest and greatest from Honda, the most durable, longest-lasting brand in its class, and our 2016 vehicles, each with a standard rear-view camera. So go on, you've got a garage to fill. Hurry in for great deals at the Honda Dream Garage Sales Event. Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on the 2016 Accord.
Shop your Central Texas Honda dealers. CentralTexasHondaDealers.com.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on IHS Automotive. Polk U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1987 through 2014 for Honda competing brands on the road for the entire time period. See dealer for financing details.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Supporters of Crooked Hillary in New York are not happy. They're dismayed that top elected New York Democrats have failed to support her during her campaign there. And they're also angry with Crazy Bernie. Now, according to the New York Post, they're mad at Bernie because his attacks on Hillary were effective. Apparently, Sanders forced Hillary to spend a lot of unnecessary time and money defending herself in her home state. Sanders also supposedly forced Hillary to go a lot farther left than she should have with her criticisms of Wall Street, not to mention the time that she had to spend defending her husband's track record. The Clinton crime bill is an example. And then there was the Brooklyn debate. Sanders supposedly forced Hillary into a verbal fight where she had no choice but to yell and scream back at him. Crooked Hillary supporters are worried that the video of her screeching at Bernie will be used in the general election to make her look nasty or erratic. In other words, true. Her supporters are furious that as Hillary was attacked, Senator Chuck Schumer, Governor Andrew Cuomo, and Congressmen like Gerald Nadler and Steve Israel couldn't offer a single word of defense. Crooked Hillary also expected Charlie Rangel and other black elected officials to come to Bill's defense when he was attacked by Black Lives Matter, but that didn't happen. Now, we know the Clintons have long memories, and I guess some new names just got added to it. It's kind of fun to track.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, one of the largest and most profitable fields in business today is corporate training, executive coaching, and speaking. It has become an $11 billion annual industry. Now, if you've been thinking of entering this exploding corporate training market, you need to become certified by the John Maxwell team. I have seen and heard success stories of people who become certified Maxwell corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers, and I am impressed. Maxwell is the global authority. They've been at this for more than 40 years. Now, when you become Maxwell certified, you'll be able to profit from this booming business. The fastest-growing, largest certification program in the world, the John Maxwell team, has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for years all over the world. Become a Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. ANCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios, cooling off a bit. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. 4,000 Blinn College students from Brazos County will be paying more for tuition next year, while 14,000 others will be paying less.
At a time to lower our revenue when we have the $50 million campus that we hope comes in at that. Plus, I was told at the beginning of the meeting that Speaker Strauss made a statement today concerning the state budget that it's going to be a very, very tight one, and that everybody, including education, those revenues that we thought we might get some surplus just probably won't be there.
That's Trustee Atwood Conjura of Brenham on what it meant giving up $1.4 million. Blinn's Board of Trustees changed how the college charges tuition, deleting a lower rate for Brazos and other counties inside Blinn's service area. Brazos County students will pay the same rate as the rest of the state. Trustees set a new rate of $107 a credit hour for in-state students outside the Washington County area. That means a $5 increase for Brazos County and others inside the service area. For the rest of the state, that's a decrease of $10. Trustee Nancy Berry of College Station says the majority of students paying less next year will speak loudly.
I think it will translate into higher enrollment and a lot of goodwill. And I think you can't put a price on goodwill.
In Washington County, where Blinn has a small property tax, students will pay $50 a credit hour next year, which is an increase of $2. Texas budget officials are sending warnings about potential multi-billion dollar losses in major court cases at a time when the oil bust is already shrinking the state's formerly flush coffers. The energy downturn has already reduced potential state spending in nearly $3 billion, by nearly $3 billion, and the Texas Supreme Court is expected to soon rule on the school finance system after districts sued over a more than $5 billion cut to classrooms in 2011. The Bryan School Board has been asked to consider a pair of tweaks to when elementary boundary changes occur in the fall of 2017.
Bryan ISD spokesman Brandon Webb says public feedback at two recent forums led administrators to recommend moving students east of the freeway to FM 2776 back to Bonham from Sam Houston. That meant returning students along Highway 21 to Mitchell after they were initially going to move to Bonham.
As of today, as of this afternoon, the conversations based on feedback from the forum are still going on. And the board has not seen a final version of maps because we don't have a final version of maps yet.
Board members are also told about new locations of dual language classes. Fifth and sixth grade will go to Jane Long, and seventh and eighth grade will be at Davila. Elementary dual language will continue at Henderson and Johnson. Last month, administrators told the board the pre-inquire academic program would be at Jane Long, inquire would be at Davila, pre-Odyssey would be at Sam Rayburn, and Odyssey would be at Stephen F. Austin. Final action by the Bryan School Board is scheduled for a month from now. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A former employee of the College Station Walmart personnel office was arrested after admitting to forging checks that were copies of what were given to people who were fired. According to the arrest report, Walmart Loss Prevention confronted 35-year-old Roxanne James of Bryan last October, and she said the forgeries date back to last May. James told detectives she wrote at least 15 checks for at least $4,000. She was arrested for writing three checks totaling $4,700, which were cashed at the Walmart bank. She said she forged the checks because she did not want to tell her ex-husband she spent the tax refund to cover payday loans and a loan scam. Friday will mark 1 month since terrorist attacks in Brussels, Belgium, and that had an impact here due to a 10-year relationship that includes not only Belgian business interests in the Biocorridor, but the Aggies Go to War exhibit that opened in Bastogne in December of 2014. The attacks took place after the Research Valley Partnership hosted more Belgian business interests. RVP President Todd McDaniel says the board decided to demonstrate their support for their Belgian partners with a unity photo.
With the coat of arms of the Luxembourg province of Wallonia, a flag that we were presented with when we were there December of 2014, basically with a solemn thumbs up, showing our support for them and letting them know that they, of course, were in our thoughts and prayers.
The RVP is planning a trip to Belgium in June to meet with prospects and assist with planning a December trip to the Twin Cities by the Belgian monarchy, which includes the opening of the war exhibit in the Texas A&M Memorial Student Center. Bryan Broadcasting's Candy 95 has again been recognized for its year-round commitment to community service. The National Association of Broadcasters has awarded Candy 95 its second Crystal Award, one of 10 stations out of 50 finalists this year to receive the honor. Candy was the only finalist from the state of Texas and is the first station in the state to receive two crystals. WTAW News Time is 7:35 at 62 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news coming up at 8 after the Fox News or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, and equal housing lender.
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides two personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners in your home, at your office, and in our community.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2016-2017 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July 6th.
Just point, click, permit, tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2016-2017 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
Let's do some new weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch until 7 p.m. tonight. We're watching a line of showers and thunderstorms in the northern and north-central part of the state. Could impact us later today. Showers and thunderstorms, a definite possibility today, 75 to 80. Few showers around tonight, 65 to 70. Partly sunny tomorrow, the risk for some showers and thunderstorms, 75 to 80. Finally dry on Friday, sunny with highs around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We're always in the game, and you know we can always have a crooked number inning if we just get it going.
They do that a lot, especially recently. They've strung together eight games in a row now where they've scored 10 runs or more. We'll have more on Aggie baseball. They shellacked the Bobcats. Aggie softball gearing up for Sam Houston State. In the NFL, Johnny Manziel's in trouble again, and more coming up in sports here in about 12 minutes or so.
All right. Let's head out to Washington, D.C., and Congressman Bill Flores joins us. Good morning. How are you, Congressman?
Doing great, Scott. I want to congratulate you and the Bryan Broadcasting team and my classmate Ben Downs on the Candy 95 second Crystal Award.
Yeah, that's pretty neat stuff. They're only I was just looking to see. We're the only station in Texas that was nominated again this year, only station to ever win two of them. And I went back to look at some of the nominees, and for old guys in the radio business, some of the other winners were WCCO in Minneapolis, WWJ in Detroit, and KTAR in Phoenix. Those are the absolute icon stations in those markets. And so for us to be in that group is kind of neat. So,
yeah, y'all are in Tall Cotton. That's pretty cool.
Hey, there you go. Listen, let's, everything I see is when the convention or the presidential race gets started, gets ramped up, especially when we're in a place like New York, all the air gets sucked out of the room, and we're not hearing if anything is going on in Washington. So I guess what I want to do is start out with, are y'all doing anything up there, and if so, what?
Well, actually, we are. It's been a good week for the American taxpayer this week, last week and this week, and a bad week for the IRS, because we've got a few bills that we passed. We've got some more that are coming up that do things like say that the IRS can't use taxpayer money to target groups of any ideology. The next thing is they can't pay bonuses until they get their customer service metrics up to an acceptable number, and that if they owe taxes, they can't hire people that owe taxes.
Okay.
So I mean, just a few things like that. Also, one of the EPA rules that affects our district is the new ozone regs, mm-hmm. and I have a bill that we started having hearings on last week. I hope we can get it to the floor before the middle of July to deal with the way to address the EPA's overreach on ozone. So, well, you know, the EPA was really late in putting out a standard. About 2 years ago, they put out a standard at 75 parts per billion for ozone. And then just a few months later, they came out with a new standard for 70 parts per billion. So you've got dual standards that our communities are trying to implement today. The background ozone level for Texas is about 72. So you could shut down all the commerce at Bryan College Station and still not be able to achieve the new standard.
Wow. So you mentioned July 15th, and that really is the stop right there, because then y'all are in, we go into convention mode, and I guess you really don't start up again until September. So July 15th really is the deadline when some stuff does need to get done. And I know that you have a few checklists, but again, it's almost like a weekly check. Where are we as far as the appropriations are concerned? Are we going to be able to get that package put together?
Well, right now, it looks like we will. I've been concerned about that, and that's been one of the reasons we've been arguing over the budget numbers, is whether or not there would be a real appropriations process. And believe it or not, the Senate is proving me wrong. They are starting markups on their appropriations bills. Provide some confidence that we can do what I'd call a regular order appropriations process instead of a last-minute rush in September to do a big CR or an omnibus. So I'm hopeful that we can get something done in a reasonable time frame. Now, I don't think there's any way all 12 appropriations bills will get done, but if you can do two or three big ones like defense and Milcon VA and a couple of others, then if you do have a CR later, it's a small CR for just parts of the government.
That's continuing resolution, folks.
Correct. I'm sorry. I'm using Washington speak. I shouldn't do that.
Now, I know that even when there are times of pretty contentious gridlock, defense authorization seems to always pass. I guess the same thing is true there, but I'd like a couple of bullet points as far as defense authorization. Your thoughts as far as Gitmo? And the differences in how we can handle the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. As one member of Congress, what's your thought there?
Well, as far as Gitmo, I mean, the law today is ironclad that the president cannot continue to release prisoners. And so he's openly violating the law. And so there's no law Congress can pass to stop the president from violating the law. And that's been a challenge. I mean, our founders, when they developed the Constitution, didn't put a cure provision in to address when one branch of the government just goes berserk and doesn't follow the Constitution, follow the law. So we're trying to make that tighter, but, you know, we've got limitations as to what we can do. As far as the war against Daesh or the Islamic State, we're debating that right now. The problem, we don't want to do a declaration of war because that gives the president certain martial law capabilities, the ability to seize the country's manufacturing operations and production apparatus, and so that's not a good idea. In terms of an authorization for the use of military force, if we passed a new one to replace the one that is being used today, that's a post-9/11 AUMF, what happens is the president still probably doesn't prosecute the war on terror right against the Islamic State. And then he blames us because we didn't give him the right powers under the AUMF. When I say us, Congress, So it might be better just to continue going the direction we're going with the current AUMF, because we can tell the president what scope of authority he has, but if he doesn't use it or to use it effectively, then he hides behind what we've done instead of taking responsibility for his inability to do the job correctly.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us this morning. The president is in Saudi Arabia today. Speaker Ryan was there in a recent trip. There's a bipartisan movement now to possibly sue the government of Saudi Arabia. And just to show the strange bedfellows of politics, Chuck Schumer and John Cornyn are co-sponsors of this, and Ted Cruz has even signed on to it. Tell me what this means, what your thought is. Is the House going to take any action on this possible lawsuit or the ability to have a lawsuit against Saudi Arabia?
Well, I hope we don't. I think it's a really, really bad idea to do that, because then every government ultimately becomes subject to lawsuits. And who's going to be the biggest target of international lawsuits? It's going to be the United States federal government. And so I've got problems with that. So I would be against it at this point. Now, I think politically it's good fodder to say, hey, let's go sue the Saudis. But I just don't think it's a good idea because of the long-term implications that it creates for us as Americans.
Finally, while obviously this does not affect the state of Texas, United Healthcare, that's the biggest health insurer in the U.S., said yesterday that they plan to exit most of the states where they have exchanges, effective in 2017. What are your thoughts there?
I don't blame them. Obamacare has not worked. The exchanges have been a colossal failure. And when Congress closed out the ability of what the president was trying to do, and that's to use taxpayer money to make up for insurance company losses in the exchanges, the insurance companies finally decided, well, this exchange thing doesn't work too well. And so we're going to have more of them exit the exchanges over time. So I agree with what they've done, and it shows the continuing failures of a bad law.
And finally, I guess, let's touch on again, we discussed the debt in Puerto Rico. My understanding is this is not going to be any kind of a taxpayer bailout. How is that going to be different so that we don't have to worry about taking on debts of our territories?
Well, what we're trying to do is to come up with a package of solutions that starts with growth. And so you alleviate Puerto Rico from having to be subject to the minimum wage, which that's one of the things they've asked for. You take away the Department of Labor's new overtime regulations. You do certain things to give them the ability to move away from oil for the production of their electricity and to move toward the use of liquefied natural gas. We do things like that to allow them to become a economically stronger. And then the next thing is to create a framework where the creditors and debtors sit down and go through a consensual restructuring process. Those are the primary things we're working on, along with a really strong control board to help provide the discipline so that the government of Puerto Rico begins to do the right things. And we've got a guy named Luis Fortuna, a Republican, who was the governor of Puerto Rico a few years back, and he tried to clean all this mess up. And he cut the civil service workforce, which is a huge percentage of the Puerto Rican population. And what happened is they threw him out, and the new guy, the current governor, came in and said, look, I'll restore all the cuts. And then he paid $120 million in Christmas bonuses to the civil service folks last year when he knew they couldn't make their debt service. So what we have to do is have a control board so that those types of things don't happen in the future.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. I know you had to rush out of a meeting to be with us, and I appreciate that this morning.
You bet. Good talking to you, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's Bill Flores. It's 7:49.
They did a really good job. They came out and went through the whole procedure and walked us through the paperwork and gave us the estimate. They showed up with about 10 people one day, and in one day they changed our air conditioner out and changed our heating unit out. They helped us with the financing, that procedure, which is always the probably hardest part of doing the whole thing. It was just a really great experience for us with Barker Heating and Cooling.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
There's a risk to going too fast, and that's an idea I'm sure we all understand if we're racing at high speeds in a car. But do we sense the same danger when we're racing down the road of life? Probably not, but we should. Not long ago, a group of friends and I were invited for an afternoon of road racing at a track. A buddy and I were put behind the wheels of Corvettes, Lamborghinis, and other high-performance cars. The track had hairpin turns, S-curves, and straightaways where you could get up to speeds of 150 to 160 miles per hour, if you were daring enough, which I was not. One thing I noticed right away, though, is how much your focus narrows when you're going that fast. Not only are you gripping the steering wheel really tight, you're watching your speed, the track, the other drivers, all at the same time. You can't allow your mind to concern itself with other things in life because you got to think about the task at hand. And you know what? It was true. It's no different when we're racing through life at high speed as well. When we're too busy, we're so focused on keeping the plate spinning, we may not be aware of other important areas of our lives that we're missing, like our marriage or what's happening with our kids. Bursts of speed can be fun, for a time, but we weren't designed to live at that pace. We have to slow down enough so we can appreciate the real life happening right there in front of us. For more tips to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-979-9147 or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-979-9147, 1-866-979-9147, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Honey and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota and the deal of the day. It is 7:52. Texas State bounced into Aggieland and got squashed. The Aggies cruised to a 14-1 thumping of Texas State. A&M is now 30-7 and have strung together 8 wins in a row. The double-digit win was the 7th in a row for A&M, tying a school record set back in 1985. Walker Pennington lit it up for the Maroon and White with a multi-homer game, hitting a solo shot in the third and a 3-run job in the 8th. Here's an overview from Aggie skip Rob Childress.
Came out well prepared, ready to go, and, you know, offensively, we scored, you know, in the first 3 innings. Pitching was very good with going so many guys. I felt like each one of those guys did the job we asked them to do and continued to play incredible defense. You know, our last 8 runs were all scored with 2 outs, and the 5-run inning there in the 6th was 2 outs and nobody on. So, you know, an inning's never over, and I think our guys understood that, you know, for the last couple of weeks, that we're always in the game, and, you know, we can always have a crooked number inning if we just get it going.
Friday, the guys will try and maintain their lead atop the SEC West when they host Alabama at Olsen. The 16th-ranked A&M softball team will travel to Sam Houston State this afternoon for a doubleheader at Bearcat Softball Complex. Note, the game time change from a previously announced schedule. The game is scheduled for 4:30, and then the second game to go at 7. Prosecutors in Dallas plan to present their family violence case against troubled quarterback Johnny Manziel to a grand jury tomorrow. Manziel is accused of hitting his ex-girlfriend during a night out in January. Johnny Football yesterday was dropped by his agent, Drew Rosenhaus. He was also dropped by Nike. On the hardwood of the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs and Atlanta Hawks have a 2-0 lead in their respective NBA first-round series. Patty Mills had a team-high 16 points off the bench, and the Spurs never trailed, beating the Memphis Grizzlies 94-68. Mills said this one's not even close to over yet, though.
You know, we feel we're getting better with each game, and then they're going to keep coming no matter what. And then, like I said, especially at their place, is going to be a whole lot tougher. But they're the type of team, physical team, that won't lie down, and they'll keep coming no matter what the score is, whether they're up 20 or down 20.
Kyle Culver had 17, and the Hawks down Boston 89-72. In the NHL, the St. Louis Blues, Anaheim Ducks, Pittsburgh Penguins, and Tampa Bay Lightning were winners last night. The Blues skate past Chicago 4-3. Ducks drop Nashville 3-0. The Pens by New York 3-1. And the Lightning beat the Red Wings 3-2. Stars play game 4 tonight, but they'll do it without standout center Tyler Seguin. He's still on the bench with an injured Achilles tendon. Stars are in St. Paul tonight. They'll drop the puck at 8:30. Big battle for the boot in the series started last night. Here's Roger Emmerich with more.
Rangers fire the first shot in the Silver Boot Series as we hear from Hall of Famer Eric Nadell on the Rangers Radio Network.
Collison comes set, kicks, and he fires. And he struck him out swinging. The Rangers have won it 7-5.
Both Prince Fielder and Mitch Moreland homered for Texas.
Hit deep to right. No doubter. That ball is history. A screaming line drive home run for Prince.
Out into right field over the head of Springer, and it is just over the wall. A home run for Mitch Moreland.
The two teams play again tonight at Globe Life Park in Arlington. Roger Emmerich, TSN Sports.
On now to the NFL, where Brian Hoyer has been released by the Texans a little more than a month after the Texans signed Brock Osweiler to a four-year, $72 million deal. Hoyer signed a two-year contract before last season, but his five-turnover debacle in the 30-zip playoff loss to KC proved to be his undoing. And we'll finish things off in the Octagon, where UFC featherweight champion Conor McGregor will not fight Nate Diaz at UFC 200 in July in Las Vegas. Whether he will ever fight again remains a question. UFC President Dana White announced yesterday on SportsCenter the promotion had pulled McGregor from the main event due to the Irishman's unwillingness to fly to Vegas and participate in mandatory promotional activities. News came hours after McGregor sent the MMA world into chaos by tweeting that he had decided to retire. Quote, "I have decided to retire young. Thanks for the cheese. Catch you later." Here's Dana White.
Is Conor McGregor retiring? Only he can answer that question. I don't know, but he's not fighting at UFC 200.
And that's going to do it for sports. Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Mike Vivaldi. I got something for you this time, man.
Uh-oh.
I found this online, and I know the Ford store and Ford trucks do really well for you.
Yep.
When Henry Ford, early in the 20s, started sponsoring a lot of country music stuff because he felt like that was the most morally upstanding music. No, I'm
yeah,
not kidding.
No, I've actually heard that.
And so what he ended up doing was sponsoring these shows because it was starting to go down. Nobody was listening to that kind of country anymore, that kind of music. And so eventually what ended up happening is he basically kept country music afloat to be what it is now because of Ford trucks.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool, huh?
No, it actually is a really, really cool tie there.
Speaking of Ford trucks, I got a bunch of them.
If we want to talk about Ford trucks, again, I have about 300 of them on the ground. We're whittling it down, but we will do everything we can to earn your business on a Ford truck because we have a surplus of inventory. So you can come out, and it's definitely a buyer's market.
You can do that, or you can check them out online as well at
teamandepisode.com.
And that's a wrap. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Together, we're changing the face of healthcare. We're a family that shares extraordinary medical resources. Pioneers doing research with real-world applications. Doctors, nurses, staff, all living out our calling to bring health to your life and to your community. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, College Station. Changing healthcare for life.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles and reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Apparently something's slowing the traffic down at northbound on the freeway because I can look out my window and see it. I just don't know what it is. Anyway, the rain's here, and it looks to be like they're accurate. It'll be out of here by 1 or 2 o'clock.